Good morning, Brown Sugar Hour. Wake up. What city should we say?
I don't know, but if you can see my face, it's not thrilled.
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know. I was just like, good morning.
I give you effort, or I give you A for effort.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It wasn't good, but I tried. Okay, it is currently 7 o'clock in the morning on a Thursday while we're recording this. And, you know, I'm definitely not a morning person, so this is a stretch to wake up this early.
I'm definitely a night person.
But I can't be mad because it was my idea to wake up this early and do a morning podcast.
And we all agreed to it, so.
Yeah, so I think we're the real, we're the ones that should be questioning ourselves.
Yeah, actually, really.
We did it to ourselves. Well, if you're starting your day with some Brown Sugar Hour like we are, then go ahead and share this episode with someone else who could use a little Brown Sugar Hour morning pick-me-up.
Add us to your coffee.
For those of you who are listening, Sarah just slapped her knee like that was funny. Well, since it's morning. Oh, wait. I'm Alyssa.
I'm Ali.
I'm Brandy.
And I'm Sarah.
Cool. Let's roll the intro music.
Wait. Rise and shine.
Rise and shine.
Roll the intro.
In my notes, it says, it's morning and we're all getting ready for the day. We're definitely not. Well, I have to get ready later on.
I think only you are.
I have to get ready later on.
No, after this, I fucking have a meeting.
Oh.
What in the...
Hello?
Sorry, I'm going to turn that off. They're literally telling me, hey, where you at?
You said, wake up, if it's all you do.
Oh, from Julian.
I feel like we should give a forewarning because... To our listeners, to our listeners, it is morning time, and sorry if our voices sound
like men.
I'm
actually sick, so that's my excuse. Sound like this in the morning? No, it's because I'm sick. So. There you go.
I just have a disgusting like morning voice.
No, you don't.
Yeah, mine is like way more raspier than it needs to be in the morning.
I know, maybe we should try singing.
Do vocal warm-ups.
Wake up, rise and shine.
I love the variety. The whole point of us doing a morning podcast was to talk about our morning routine. But to be honest, I don't even think I have one. My routine is, let me just start it for everybody, is I wake up, I brush my teeth, I change my clothes, pick up my stuff, and I leave. That's pretty much it. I don't eat breakfast. I don't have any set thing that I should be like, yo, I should do this every single morning. Oh, I also say, thank you, God, for a beautiful day every single morning. I still do that from the last podcast, if you've heard it. It's the Happiness Happens one. Does anybody have any good morning habits? Any good morning routine?
You see, things have definitely changed since quarantine happened because now I don't really leave the house like at all, except maybe to go to the grocery store or if we like do a Target run or something. And like I work from home too and I study from home. I usually wake up and it'll be around 8 or 9 and I'll scroll on my phone until like 10. Or until, like, I have to use the bathroom, and then, like, I'll go use the bathroom and all that stuff. Or if I'm babysitting, and they usually come at 10, I'll wake up at 8 so that I can eat my breakfast before they come and stuff like that. Because I used to be a morning person, like, get up at 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock sometimes, but nope, not anymore.
Yeah, you used to get breakfast. You're a breakfast person.
I love breakfast, but I barely eat breakfast now.
I don't think I've had a morning routine since college. I think because, like, throughout the past years, it's been, like, every day was different. And because I went back to school for a little bit, so that was different for me. And then, I don't know. I just feel like now, I guess if I were to say I had a morning routine, it would wake up between the times of 9 to 10, but stay on my phone for, like, ever. And then, like, get up when I have to pee or if I'm hungry kind of thing.
Yeah. That's how I am now.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, I do, one thing that I do kind of stick with is that I drink water in the mornings. Like, I'll have a water next to my bed. So, either the first thing I do when I wake up is either drink water or go on my phone or vice or switches. Sorry. Also, there's chickens in the background because it's telling us to wake the F up. So,
yeah, you can hear them.
The roosters are really, like, adding to this podcast.
Yeah.
Which I'm, mm-hmm. so I'm not mad at it.
They're really trying to make it, like, this is
something. It's like ambiance.
Yeah, it's like a morning podcast.
But can you hear these birds? They're literally chirping on beat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think that might be my bird.
Okay, sorry, Ali, you can go.
There's, like, a UPS truck outside of my house. For them.
I got up and my parents were gone.
Oh.
They are walking.
Oh.
And I wish I could do the same.
But, yeah, I cannot.
I mean,
they wake up at like 5, right? Yeah,
I think we go at like 5:30. Who does that? Anyway,
not me.
Not me. I never had a morning routine before, like before school started, but now I kind of have to. So I'll wake up usually at like 7:50. I usually have class at 9, or sometimes 8:30. It varies. So I'll usually wake up at like 7:45, 7:50, and then, you know, wash my face, brush my teeth, brush my hair, put on a decent shirt.
Is... Just the shirt.
Yeah, just the shirt. I'm constantly in sweatpants or shorts or whatever. A decent shirt for camera. And fill my Yeti with water. And then, like, every other day, I'll make tea. Oh, wait. I skipped a step. When I wake up at 7:45 so that I can at least have a half an hour on my phone. and then get started with everything. And then I'll usually get a break. Depending on the class, I might get a break, like, an hour later into class. Or if it's meetings first thing in the day, then I'll usually be done maybe by, like, 10. And then that's when I'll make breakfast. And then get ready for like a next meeting or something.
Also, you don't eat breakfast till you're after your first class or something?
Yeah, we'll usually get a Mondays and Tuesdays my classes will take up from 8:30 till like 3, so I have to like eat it on the breaks or like eat snacks on the breaks, and then we get the lunch period, so that's like, the main meal. But on like Wednesday through Friday, when it's usually just meetings in the morning, then I'll just wait till after my first meeting.
Hearing you back in school is making me rethink going back to school.
No, seriously.
Like, for all of you out there who are in school or who even work, like, Alyssa has to get up so early for work, like, props. Because I don't think I can do that anymore.
I feel like school is always on the back of my mind, but at the same time, it's like, I don't want to be in more debt.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I don't exactly know what I would want to go to school for. I have ideas, but it's like I don't want to have to waste my time and reevaluate my life and be like, I don't want to do this anymore. So that's my dilemma. And people are like, nah, just go to school. Just do it.
It's really easier said than done. In
school all your life.
Yeah, I feel like
really, it really is.
For like undergrad, but like grad school, like,
unless you know for sure.
And like another, like taking on another degree financially, it's, unless you know exactly what you're going for, like, there's no point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if somebody were to tell me 10 years ago that I graduated from college and still not know what I want to do, I'd believe them, to be honest.
Yeah, I didn't know I was going to go to school till a year ago, because I thought I was going to do something else.
When you were applying for school, were you like, oh my gosh, did I just do that? Or I know I want
to
do this.
I think it was like I know I have to do this. Like, not in like a really sad, like depressed way, but like if I want to become a teacher and I want to be higher on the pay scale, then I just have to, like, I don't really have a choice.
Yeah.
I was excited too, because I was like, I don't want to, even though I have a bachelor's and I can teach, like, I don't want to go into it and not know as much as other people know who got an education degree. But at the same time, I was like, oh my God, Ali, what are you doing? Like, you're going to grad school. You're taking on another 2 years of work.
But good for you, though. I think about it all the time. I'm like, Ali's going to school, and you're sending us Snapchats every now and then about you going to class. And it's just, even though it's not exactly undergrad in college, because it's way past it, it's the next step, I'm just like, wow. She's back in that college life, that college, what is it called?
Drive. I was going to say mindset.
Mindset, yeah.
But I think me and Brownie have talked about it before, like, not knowing how to not go to school.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm afraid of when it's over. That yeah. Even though this is hard, when it's done, then I'm going to be, like, feeling like I'm not doing the mm-hmm. right thing.
I think, I don't know. Yeah, no, I definitely have felt that and probably still feel that. I feel like I have unfinished business. hint to our next topic later on in a little bit. But I obviously work, so I work Monday through Friday. I have a 9-to-5 job, which is awesome. But I just, every time I come home, I'm just like, okay, what do I do now? Usually I'm exhausted, so I don't really want to do anything. But that's why I started the podcast, because it gives me something to do. I'm always taking different classes, whether it be free or, you know, I got to pay a little something. Some acting classes. Ooh. And all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I've been in a rut recently, and I think my unfinished business is not trying the industry as long as I wanted to, or as hard as I wanted to, because I tried it when I was like 13, 14, and then kind of just gave up after a couple of no's and was like, all right, there's nothing here. So, I mean, I think I'd hate myself if I didn't try again.
Plus, I think times were different yeah. from when we were younger, like how there was like a few people very famous in stand-up mm-hmm. people.
Yeah, that did multiple things. Like, you would see them everywhere.
But now, like, people are like getting discovered like so quickly, and there's so many people.
Like, right.
Yeah. Like, you know, like on Disney Channel, there was like the set stars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But now mm-hmm. there's like countless shows with countless like, kids, and they're
yeah.
like all cohesive. Newbies.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm old and I'm Filipino. There's not much for me out there, but you know, I'd hate myself if I didn't try.
In this
so.
Day and age, it's never too late.
Yeah, no, exactly.
It's never too late, but
especially with like TikTok and things.
Yeah, that's true.
It's never too late, but at the same time, you're always going to feel like it's too late.
Okay. So, I mean, we've been nodding to this pretty much since the beginning, but there's this new show that we've been obsessed with, and it's called Julie and the Phantoms. And if you haven't watched it, y'all better watch it.
Exit
and
this podcast.
We're going to do a little bit of a spoiler, so don't listen to this podcast until you've watched it. Or if you don't think you're going to watch it and want just like a summary, then
or if you do want to watch it but don't know what it's about, still listen.
So basically, Julie and the Phantoms centers around this talented teen who is creatively paralyzed by the loss of her mother. And in that, a year later, she ends up meeting a trio of musicians, and they are a band called Sunset Curve, who happen to be ghosts because they had died in 1995, tragically, right before they were able to have their big break. And what makes the show so cool is that, or well, what makes their band such a big hit is the fact that these three ghosts magically become visible and audible to everybody whenever they perform with Julie as their lead singer. And, you know, that is genius. The whole show is genius, and I love it so much. And I think everybody should watch it.
Like, and they both have their own separate storylines in addition to their storylines that they have yeah. together. So the girl, Julie, and right, then right. the Phantoms, they have their own separate things going on. But then they also have the band together.
Mm-hmm.
The main connection of the entire show is music.
Yeah.
Which is so good,
She's
by the way.
She's such a good singer.
And so it's good. Also directed by Kenny Ortega. And Kenny Ortega is he's the one who directed literally all of the High School Musical.
The Descendants.
The Descendants.
Hocus Pocus. High School Musical, the musical, the series.
No.
I thought he did.
No.
Oh.
He didn't direct it. I think he was just a part of the, wow, that's so cool. Like, good job. Like, I really fully support you part of it. I was so obsessed with High School Musical, the musical, the series. And now I'm way more obsessed with
really?
The Phantoms because, you know, yeah. Well, I still love High School Musical, the series, but I think because this is new and this is kind of right up my alley because I was in love with Lemonade Mouth when it came out. And I think the storyline of the actual actors in Julie and the Phantoms makes me love them more. And yeah, just like where they came from and all that kind of stuff. But what's your favorite song? Because they have so many bops.
My favorite lyrics? Unsaid Emily. Like,
I think
such a good
Unsaid Emily is such a good song. The message it's so behind good. It, the outfit he's wearing when he's singing the song.
He looks good. I want that flannel, man.
And I feel like that's the slowest song in the entire show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was a good like song that I think the show needed.
Yeah, I think it was good to break up all of the like rock and pop that was in it. It was a nice ballad.
But I cry every single time because I know the lyrics and I know the meaning. How does one not cry? Listen to the song.
I didn't hear it before seeing the episode and that scene. Ugh, I'm bald.
Really?
So, I don't think I cried that much.
I didn't cry at all.
Yeah.
That unsaid Emily scene was here.
I was crying. But I'm also a very emotional person, so I cry when things are happy.
Yeah, so am I. I just...
Me too. Yeah.
I don't know. I felt like I didn't... I mean, I definitely got teary-eyed, but I didn't sob.
I think it was because they showed them fighting. Mixed with the lyrics of the song and showed him running away, and then I just like felt the pain.
It was really, yeah, I got sad, but yeah.
I think he did a really good job at, because I also feel like I'm kind of like very empathetic. So I can, when I see actors and doing their craft and they're so good at it, I feel what they're feeling, even though I've never felt it before. And it's like not like I can relate to it at all, but. Sometimes I think about like, what if that was me? And then I'm like crying because I'm like, oh my gosh, that's me.
Even though you put yourself in like their shoe, their position. Mm.
Yeah.
Plus, I get sad in movies when like a character dies, and there's the whole like they'll never get to like do this again, or I'll never get to talk to them.
Oh
like,
yeah.
Yeah, and the fact that he, oh dang, we're just gonna spoil it.
Yeah. Okay.
Spoiler alert. The point
that
spoiler
you should
alert.
Leave if you didn't see it.
Yeah, if you haven't watched it, just and come back when you're done, because we have some good talking points. But the fact that he died before anything could happen, and that his their other guitarist who didn't die released all the music and didn't give any credit, he was upset and he was sad because he died. He felt like he died and didn't give his mom like the closure. Like, I was working really hard for this.
But Bobby, did he release Unsaid Emily?
No, he released.
Oh, he released literally every other.
I know. I was like, what? I was like, dude, your name is not Luke. First of all,
Kalena gave me a theory.
Oh, let's hear it.
Ooh,
so, drop the knowledge. At any point in our group message, anyone said this, but I don't think so. He said, what if they didn't cross over because them performing at the Orpheum needed to include
Bobby?
Yes,
that's Bobby? What I was thinking.
Wow.
After they had came back, I was like, do they have to perform with Bobby and be Sunset Cruise? Sunset Curve.
Curve.
Instead of being Julie and the Phantoms.
Or, like, does he at least need to be on stage with them? Or like
I think there was also... That's a good one. I think there's another theory of maybe they did cross over, but they crossed over to the living. But that's a stretch. But I was like, I really hope that's true because I really love Julie and Charlie.
I'm like, how can...
Their
how
chemistry?
Can I encourage a ghost
what
and a
the?
Living person?
Casper, bro. So it's Casper 2.0. Casper and Wendy.
But dang, that's so crazy. I love their music videos. She's such a good performer. She's so confident in her craft and in the show. Where she came out? Bright. When she sang Bright, she was already an amazing performer. Like, she wasn't even struggling with herself 2 seconds ago. So I was like, oh my gosh. I'm crying because of that. I'm literally crying about every single scene because I'm just like, I'm seeing like connections in between all of them and I'm like feeling what she's feeling. And I don't know, I really connected with the show and it's so crazy. I think my favorite song is probably, I don't want to pick, but I think it's Wake Up because it's the first song. It's the first song that I heard that I was like, whoa, this girl is good. And this song is so cute. And,
it really just took it to the point where she said her mom had wrote it for her before, like, she had died, and that's what I was like. And then she sang it, and that was the first song she sang in a while. And I think this scene where, like, she was mm-hmm. just by herself, technically by herself, in the studio, just, like, playing the piano with the greenery in the back. And then, like, it would, like, pan to her brother and her dad, like, somewhere outside, just, like, smiling and listening. I thought it was the cutest freaking thing.
I loved it. I agree. I think that's mm-hmm. also one of my faves.
And then the phantoms are there realizing that she has talent. Their faces, like, behind her when they were standing behind her was, they're like, what the heck? This girl is so good.
Why is she doing this? Of, like, the window behind her while she's on the piano.
And the sun. And
And the plants, so like, pretty. Everything just happened. Like, that whole setup of the scene.
That whole little farmhouse garage is so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, with, like, the loft. Like, I would live there.
Mm-hmm. And there's a restroom in there.
I would make that my room.
100% me too. It has an entrance and an exit to the outside. I would for sure make that my room.
I really like how they ended up just popping on stage and they were seen when they were playing with Julie. And I think this is obviously kind of like a remake to there's an original one that Brazil made.
Oh, okay. Julie and the Phantoms. Because when I looked it up too, something else came up. I was like, excuse me, what? I had to like put Netflix.
Right. This show got a 92 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's really good.
And these people are so talented. So the characters are Julie, played by Madison Reyes, Alex, played by Owen Joyner, Reggie, played by Jeremy Shada, and Luke, played by Charlie Gillespie. These people individually are just super talented on their own. Julie, this is her first ever TV show, her first ever kind of, this is her big break. And she was basically found because her teacher at her school, I believe she was going to a performing arts school, or at least in the program. Performing arts little department. Yeah, program. Kenny Ortega was reaching out to thousands of different high schools and stuff like that looking for students, and so she just sent in her video. She really didn't want to because she just felt like she wasn't good enough. There's no way she was gonna be seen. Sent in her video. Kenny Ortega immediately saw it and was like, yo, I think this is the girl to be. I think this is the girl that I want. And ended up flying her out to LA to audition, and her audition lasted 2 days.
Crazy.
And you know how you wait? Yeah, you know how you wait like 10 days or so to find out if you got the part? She found out that day with the rest of the band. Like, they all found out on the same day after their little audition or chemistry read and all the kind of stuff. It was just meant to be.
Okay, who was y'all's favorite, like, character and, like, how, like, the actor performed them? You know what I mean?
Luke.
Oh, interesting. Luke. Yeah.
I loved all of them. They all did such a good job. But, of course, I got to
I love Luke.
Not just...
No, go on, Ali.
I think not just because he was, like, ended up being, like, the love interest, but just the way he, like, encouraged Julie and just, like, fell for her. Like,
When they looked at each other, like, their glances, and when they were singing, you can tell that they were trying to... you can tell that they're both trying to figure out what they feel. And he even says it in one of the scenes. He was like, this is a interesting relationship you and I have, or something like that. I was like...
So I love Luke, but I think my favorite is Reggie or Alex. I think just for, like, the comedic relief.
Okay, I can see that, actually. Like,
Reggie was so funny to me. Like, I don't know why.
Yeah, I really liked Reggie. And, I don't know, Alex, he added such a...
Like, he was, like, the level-headed one kind of a thing. And, like, I don't know. Like, I just loved Alex for some reason.
You have to watch it. You have to... there's no way for me to explain it because you have to really watch it and understand and get the vibe from each character.
Alex and Boo Boo Stewart kind of threw me, like, off in the beginning.
Really?
Boo Boo Stewart. Actually,
his name's Willie.
In the show. So Alex, I was like, he's a little cutie or whatever.
And me too. And then he's gay.
He's gay. And I was like, okay, still cute. But not into me. I understand. So then when Boo Boo Stewart came around, I was like, oh. But then in everything else we've seen, like, I've watched with Boo Boo Stewart, he's always been, like, a straight male. So then for him to be in this show and, like, be gay, I wanted it to be, like
I wish they got, like, together or something.
Yes, exactly. Like, I wanted, like, the validation of the relationship.
Yeah.
Beggars can't be choosers. I'm not a director.
I wasn't expecting, well, I don't know anything about Julie and the Phantoms of, like, the original one or anything like that. So I wasn't expecting for there to be a bad ghost.
Covington.
Or any other antagonist. Yeah, Caleb. I wasn't expecting there to be any other antagonist, but hello, it's a movie. Of course, there's going to be more than one. The girl who played, what's her name? Carrie? She was such a sharp lady.
She was so annoying.
Oh, I hated her. Yeah. But it was, I hated her.
The wigs? The
I didn't.
It was a nod to, like, K-pop. Yeah. And what are just, the you know, really
dirty candy?
I didn't really like their music at all. People were, like, praising it.
Yeah.
But like, I was like, she can't even compare to what Julie and the Phantoms were performing.
As far as, like, meaning,
And I couldn't get over their name. That was Dirty Candy.
Yeah.
The entire time I was thinking, like, is this supposed to be, like, Daddy Duquesne? Like, is it, like, are they trying to be them? Are they trying to be a mix of, like, Pussycat Dolls? And then their music was, I just...
Yeah.
It's just not what I'm into, so that's why I didn't really care for it. But I'm sure it's up other people's alley, so...
Weird pop music. That's probably why they created it and all that kind of stuff.
But on the real note, I really want some Sunset Curve merch. Julie and the Phantoms merch.
Here's another spoiler. We're spoiling it again. So Covington went inside of that poor little white boy's body. Covington is going to do something bad to Julie.
Yeah, to get back at the Phantoms.
Definitely. Or to I don't know what he's gonna do.
His band.
Oh.
His club.
He's gonna stamp her
to make. Or,
what if he stamps her in, like, real life, and then when she eventually does die, she has to do it, go to his club.
What the?
I mean, I
don't know what the writers are gonna do next, because the first season was bomb.
The ending.
So I don't know what they're gonna do.
The ending to me was low key trash.
And make it better and better.
I hated it. It was so annoying. But that, and I think they did it like that because it makes you want a season two.
Yeah.
And I feel like they have to have a season two. I don't know.
They have to.
Me neither.
I think I just wasn't expecting that ending. I was expecting two things. I was either they were gonna cross over and it'd be over, or they were going to. Actually, no. I was just expecting them to cross over and it'd be over. Yeah, that was it. I wasn't expecting anything else. And then they didn't cross over. And at that time, I was already, like, tearing up again because they just performed and she went to go say goodbye to them. And then Reggie comes out and he's like, you're welcome. And we find out that they didn't cross over. And I don't know, that threw me. I was like, what?
Yeah, I was like,
I was not expecting that.
I know.
And why can you touch?
There's a lot of conspiracy theories.
Not allowed. That's happening. Ghost rules. There's a ton, which is why there's so many people coming up with different little things. And I actually like them. I like how people are exploring that the options of what could happen or what did happen. I think the best part of the show, though, is that it was relatable for all ages. Because even my parents were watching it, and my dad loves the music. And he really likes the show, too, but... the music he loves, and he added it to his playlist, and he's singing Stand Tall all the time. Yeah, and he loves how Madison Reyes, her voice is just so strong, and she can do the low octaves, she can do the high notes. It's just crazy how talented she is. Crazy good, actually. Not crazy in a bad way. What else? What was your favorite scene?
I really liked the when she threw the party and they did the performance at her house.
Her outfit?
All of her outfits
was
were,
so
like, I was
cute.
Like, wait, this is so, like, still, like, I would say, like, it's very modern, like, in, like, today's fashion. But, like, with her mom's throwback outfits... Like, I don't know. It was, like, just such good performance outfits.
I saw on Instagram, like, the girl who, like, designed a lot of the outfits for the show. Mm-hmm. And I saw some of her like drawings compared to the outfits, and it looked very like
spot on.
I think for me, some of her outfits were definitely over the top, but I think it like with like these young shows, that's what they like try to do, you know? Like they're not gonna put like the 16-year-old clothes and like what a real 16-year-old would wear.
Like her high school outfits.
Exactly.
Yeah, I didn't really like her high school outfits, but I loved all of her performance outfits.
Performance outfits, yes. But like her school outfits, I'm like, you know, that's
I would not never wear that.
Be wearing to school. I think it's just for the show.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some things that I wouldn't wear, but it looked really good on her and her character. So
I like when she first realized that she liked Luke. Like when she was gonna dance with
him. Yes.
The show, the their dance
class.
Like, yes, and he like,
perfect harmony
out of the mirror and dances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did?
And they wrote that song. The characters, the main characters, Luke and Julie, they wrote that song. Because they were like, Kenny, wouldn't it be a great idea if we could have our Troy Gabriella moment, like, kind of have this dance, but Julie in the Phantom style.
I loved Luke's hair during that scene something. Because it was like, he got like a blowout.
I was like, what the?
He combed it back the sides, but then on the front, it was like very large, as if he got a blowout. I loved it.
Perfect harmony happens, and Flynn is like, yo, I think, do you like this dude? Yeah. But remember, he's dead. Remember, he dead, so go for Nick. And then I think Edge of Great happens after, and then the other Phantoms are like, Luke, you like this girl. And he's like, no, I don't.
I remember that. And then he was all over Reggie's face.
With Reggie. Amazing.
I feel like I need to watch this again.
That's what I was saying. But then I was watching all of the songs on YouTube again after, like literally on repeat. And I was like, wow. The chemistry, the connection, the vocals, it's all so good.
We spoiled a lot. At the same time, we said it in different orders, so you wouldn't even know. You wouldn't even understand it if you didn't watch it. So, and let us know what your favorite part is, your favorite song.
Please go watch it.
I'm just very obsessed
with
this
show.
Thank
you very much.
Come back to us afterwards. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's only 9 episodes.
I finished it.
It's super fast.
I finished it in a day.
30 minutes each. It's kind of like a long movie.
I started at like 7 o'clock at night and I stopped at like, I think 2 in the morning or something. Yeah.
I finished it literally in a day. I think I was like doing something at the same time, but then I realized that, wow, this is a good show. So I stopped doing whatever I was doing. And just watched the show. I didn't really get that emotional.
Yeah. I just thought it was so cute that I was like, oh, I gotta finish it. Like, gotta just finish it.
I think what made me emotional is, one, I am just an emotional person. Two, this girl out of nowhere just found her voice again. Three, I'm a sucker for cute boys. I just feel like I connected to these characters on another level. Me being a singer and having a dream like that, I think it's so cool. And I think also what happened behind the scenes, like to make this movie, their specific pasts.
Yeah.
Pads, I loved so
their
much.
Specific pads?
Path.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pads.
So
pads.
Pads. Pads. Paths.
I thought you said pad, like
P-A-D. Paths. I think I was definitely way more emotional than I should have been.
I watched it like a while ago, so I low-key kind of forgot a lot of the things that you guys are talking about. I know, that's why I was like, I feel
so
like I have
means
to
watch, you have to
it,
watch
again.
It again.
I didn't know the show came out like last month.
In September.
I thought it came out this month, like last month.
Yeah.
And then that's why I was like, you guys have to watch it. And then I totally kind of forgot about it.
And I'm the kind of person is when I like a show, I look up each person and
their
I want
background.
To see where they came from. Yes, their background and then how they got to this point, their auditions. And I get so invested. But I mean, that's just me. Do you do that too, Ali?
Facts for you.
Not in my experience.
I definitely get interested.
Oh, okay.
But like you dive deep.
Yeah, you go way deep. Mm-hmm. I just look on surface levels. I'll even watch a couple like interviews here and there.
Although I really like seeing auditions.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to find some other ways, like how these people get started, you know?
Yeah.
They're all good. This whole industry is
That's
all
why you should keep posting some covers. IGTVs, bro.
see even the birds. Agree.
I was about to say the birds.
Yes, eventually.
The birds be hearing it.
The birds agree. Oh. Hype me up. Mic me up.
She's a, what did she say? A hilarious Aquarius or something like that?
Yes, I did.
No, don't I'll appreciate right. when you post. You know
yes,
what
yeah. please, thank you. Don't hate, appreciate. She's that's enough dream of phantoms. Do we have any fun Snapchat memories?
It was, like, the past couple of days, it's been, like, family weekend. So Sarah's family came up to visit us. And, like, looking at all these Snapchats, I'm like, wow, were we drunk the whole weekend?
Yes, yes, yes. I even saw Snapchats from other people that were, like, with us during that time. Or, like, when we had parties or whatever. And I was like, yo, I even look fucked up. Like, I'm drunk. Like, it's gross.
In one snap, like, when that Sid put on her memories. Actually, she had really funny ones. But there was one where she was like, there's so much going on. And, like, me and Sarah are, like, having to scream telling a story to Leah. And I think it was about my professor who wanted to dance with
yes,
Sarah
it was.
Downtown.
It was. I forgot about him. Oh.
Because I was like, what? I was talking with Sarah and Leah, and I was yelling. I was like, no, my professor. And then I was like, what professor could I be talking about?
And I literally forgot about that. The guy that wrote his, like, story on Kim Kardashian.
That dude. He was, he was
instructor.
An instructor.
He was my instructor.
He was just a grad student. Instructor.
I totally remember that. I forgot about it,
though. Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
But now that you brought it up. Yeah, Ali had this weird professor that would always, like, hit on me at bars.
Yeah.
But not just me. Yeah. Like, literally every girl who had a vagina. Like, he would just be like, yo, girl, what's up?
This man liked to dance. And luckily, I wasn't of age, or, like, 21 yet. Yeah.
He tried to dance with anybody.
Because that would have been weird.
Yeah.
Especially because it was an online class and he didn't even really know what I looked like until we had to post things on social media for the class. So, like, he could have very well approached me too.
Yeah.
I don't think I had that many Snapchats of us going out. I think
I have
I
a lot, but I haven't sent them because
I'm a little
I'm
too drunk for me to do that.
Like, you have a lot. I don't have any.
Yes. Oh my. Okay. I'll send it.
Okay.
It's of you guys dancing.
I have a lot from years ago.
You guys were all dancing.
See, yeah, I feel like I was just too in the moment for me to.
Oh, shoot, they're yesterday. Oh, okay.
I have a Snapchat of, I think we, after a party that we went out the next morning, Sarah and I had our doors open. And if we hang over our bed just enough, we can see each other in our rooms. Like, we could, in the smallest crack in our room, because my room is super far from everybody. And you can just see us, like, hey, poking in, like, what's up? Good morning. Are you hungover? Oktoberfest. When
I was in Vegas.
People gave us
their
wristbands.
We were under 21 and we went to Oktoberfest.
I also have a snap of Keenan eating with me in the hot spot.
Oh, Keenan.
With, like, a weird on his face. And he's like, Fa Mulan.
Alyssa had one of Keenan, and I was in Keenan's room, and he's being mean to me, per usual.
Yeah, and they were just getting to know each other, and so I usually went over to Keenan's house, and Keenan goes, Sarah wasn't even invited. She looking like it's 12 a.m. It's 12 p.m., and her hair is in the messiest bun. She's
eating
her,
it looked like oatmeal.
Her quote-unquote breakfast of the morning
the day. I look like a wreck.
I have no
idea. It looks like that we went out the night before. I had, like, my under-eye
bags.
I look like a wreck. I love him.
That was so funny. Yeah. Keenan's hilarious.
He's very quick with, like, comebacks and stuff.
Yes.
His wisecracks. Yeah. Quick-witted. Mm-hmm.
He is very
quick. That's what I meant to say.
But sometimes some of his jokes go over my head.
Yeah. He's also...
Same.
What were we doing? Oh, Sarah, we met the Lyft driver that
how long
is
ago
from
was
your town. Oh, went to your high school 3 years ago.
Yeah, very strange. She was
went
very
to the same high school.
It was true,
same
or
city.
He was just, like, agreeing.
No, because he was saying the stuff before I said.
Oh.
Yeah. Because wow, I wasn't trying to say, like, where I was from, like what I went to high school. Like, I was, like, asking him specifically, and then he was telling me. I was like, oh, my God.
We were on our way to Olive Garden.
Yes, with Micah.
Yeah, that was crazy.
We always talk about Micah, but I really miss him.
Should we have him on an episode?
We should.
Oof, good luck editing.
Yeah, we should bring him on. Yeah. He's so funny.
That'll be a
good luck editing Mike, you, right?
Yeah.
It'd be a... Yeah, I'll title it, Mom, Please Skip.
I just got one of, like, us at Micah's house.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's when the kind of bought or were fostering the dogs.
Oh, yes. Forgot about that.
I have so many Snapchats with, what's his name? What's his nickname?
Eskimo brother.
Eskimo. I have so many Snapchats with Eskimo. That's so crazy.
I think he liked you, that's why.
Hope you're doing well.
Like, 100%. 100%.
Love you.
Do you think... I'm just upset at how that
men are trash.
Relationship no. ended. But it wasn't my fault. It literally wasn't
men
my fault.
Men are trash.
Whatever.
I stand by that.
I think that's all.
It's been a minute, bro.
Hi, I miss you guys. I see you every week. I talk to you every day.
Yeah.
But yet I still miss you guys because I don't get to. Yeah.
I went to Kailua Zippy's the other day.
Are you taking a Snapchat of yourself there? Ew. She's wearing. Okay, so she's. For the listeners out there, she has a red bow tie and a matching red devil's ears.
I got it at Dollar Tree.
Taking Snapchat of herself. And she's laughing at herself. Look at this.
There's a tail.
Oh my gosh. You got it at the Dollar Tree? All that for a dollar?
Yeah.
That is not bad.
Bro, Dollar Tree be popping with the decorations. You know that.
We can't relate
anymore.
I can't relate.
I order everything on Amazon.
I don't. Dollar Tree.
You used to have a Dollar Tree when you lived in Flag.
I know, and I feel like we barely used it. We should have used it way more.
I just don't understand why you guys don't have one.
To, like, ship everything here?
It's all from China. But you guys have a Daiso, right?
Yeah, we have two.
Also, shout out to our new, the people who are new. What's up? Hi.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for joining. Please watch Julie and the Phantoms.
And listen to more of our episodes if you haven't listened to all of them yet.
Yeah, all of our episodes, we talk about usually something different. Here and there, we repeat, but it's just because it's hilarious.
Sorry we don't have extensive morning routines, but you probably don't either.
Our literal morning routine is wake up, go on phone.
I literally think we talked about that for 10 minutes. Yeah, that's all we have for today's episode. You know, I just needed to add a little something about Julie and the Phantoms. I just loved it. We didn't do the show justice. We talked about our favorite things, but there's more to it. You really have to watch it. And I'm going to keep saying that over and over for you to get it. So if you haven't, watch it. If you already did, watch it again. Let me know what you think. And yeah, we'll see you next week. Or you'll hear from us next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
What do I need you to say? Peace out.